This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In, here on your Intelligent Medicine Podcast Network. I'm your host, Layla Mudin, MSRD, CDN. I'm the nutritionist here. We've recently moved our offices. I'm sure you've heard about it already on Dr. Hoffman's podcast. It's on the website at drhoffman.com. We have now moved uptown. We're near Columbus Circle at 330 West 58th Street, Suite 610. The phone number and fax number are the same. So those of you wishing to make an appointment, you can call the number, 212-779-1744. I thank you for all of your questions and comments. You can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I have an email here from Edward, and he's inquiring about blending versus juicing. He writes, "Hi, Layla. As part of efforts to improve my general diet and health, I started juicing, but after a while switched over to blending. Less waste, less cleaning, feeling more full, etc. A typical mix is 80% vegetables, 20% fruit. Do you and Dr. Hoffman have any concerns about our GI tract's ability to extract all the nutrients, vitamins, etc., from a blended smoothie like this versus the more pure juiced version based on starting with exactly the same amount, the weight of ingredients for either method? Or is the only difference between the two methods the rate of absorption, perhaps?" Very thoughtful question. Many thanks in advance. And for all you're doing to help folks, thank you, Edward, and thank you for listening to these podcasts. It does mean a lot to us, and we've recently had a record high download of, I remember it was just several months ago, it was 2 million, and now it's up to 4 million. Dr. Hoffman and I were just discussing on a previous podcast, my other podcast, Q&A with Layla, along with Dr. Hoffman. So, blending versus juicing. Let's talk about the rate of absorption first, because the juice version has all the fiber and everything removed. The rate of absorption, presuming that the gut is healthy, will be faster than in a blended version. In a blended version, you're getting the fiber and the other, whether it's the soluble fiber or the insoluble fiber, which will slow down the rate of absorption. Now, your typical mix, Edward, of 80% vegetable, 20% fruit is pretty good. There are a few caveats, possible drawbacks. I know that Dr. Hoffman, he's got a great article at drhoffman.com called "To Juice or Not to Juice." And let me go over some of the points here. In terms of what I favor, if you're going to juice or blend, and if you ask me to choose, I would say blend, because I want you to get that additional fiber. Now, ultimately, and many of you who know me have heard me say this many times, I prefer you eat your vegetables and fruit. The chewing action in your mouth called mastication, all of that, part of the digestive process, the salivary amylase that's secreted by your saliva glands. This is where digestion begins. It begins in the mouth. And I would rather you digest, starting with chewing, rather than pre-digesting something in a blender or a juicer. And I have to tell you, any of you who have blood sugar issues may find that you are less full when you're pre-digesting something for yourself in a blender or juicer. You may find yourself more full and satisfied actually eating the salad, eating the fruit. You're getting the fiber from the skin of that apple. You're getting the fiber from the leaves. Yes, in the blended version, you've still got it in there, but I would rather you chew and do your own digestion beginning in your mouth than drink it on down, bypassing any chewing and digestion in the mouth and starting in the stomach. And it will be absorbed more rapidly that way, which can be a caveat. So, really, why should people juice or not juice? Those of you who are concerned that you're not getting your fruits and vegetables every day, and really the requisite amount can be 5 to 9 servings, depending on, you know, your height, your weight status, all of that, any medical conditions and so forth. So a lot of people opt to juice or to blend so they can get their vegetables. Or maybe some people are just not fond of the taste of certain vegetables. And when they juice it or blend it and add some fruit to it, it's a little sweeter and more palatable. Now, so, and Dr. Hoffman states in this article, why bother with all that chewing when you could chug your phytonutrients? Well, you could get many servings of produce in a glass of juice. And juicing might allow you to access the nutritional qualities of vegetables like kale, watercress, beets that you might be wary of consuming whole. So, those of you who are juicing a lot of your green vegetables and carrots, and you're turning a little bit of an orange color, you could really look, you know, the real tell is the palms of your hands. If they have an orange hue, it's a little bit of, you know, getting all those excess carotenoids that you're getting. It's really carotenemia. It's a benign skin discoloration caused by high veggie consumption. There is really no harm. You're not taking straight vitamin A. You're taking beta carotene, which then the body will convert to vitamin A as it needs it. So if juicing does work for you, you could try short bouts of juicing or consume a fresh prepared juice daily. But these are the caveats, and these are things that you should take into consideration. I don't want you to drink a glass full of pesticide. It must be organic. Because you're concentrating the juice of so much produce, you're also concentrating all the herbicide residues, pesticide residues. Buying organic may and can hurt your pocketbook, I know. But really, if you're going to embark on a juicing regimen, I don't think it's something you can compromise on. You really have to go organic. So, juice is not a complete food. Just because all of our produce are rich in nutrients, they don't represent a full spectrum of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fats that your body needs. If you're just taking juices and not balancing it out with other food groups, you're going to create deficiencies. Keep in mind, all these carotenoids and things and lycopene and so forth that you're getting in your beautiful green and orange and red vegetables and some fruit, you're not going to absorb them without any fat. So if you're juicing and juicing all day and this is what you're having, you're not going to absorb your nutrition if you're not adding some fat to help with the absorption of those particular carotenoids. And the other thing, too much sugar is a problem. I don't want you to get too much sugar, so please stop juicing or even blending carrots and apples. I had one listener, or a newsletter subscriber send a question saying, I'm taking so much carrot juice every day. I'm a cancer survivor, but my hemoglobin A1C is going up. You know hemoglobin A1C. It's an average marker of blood sugar. It's gone up. She was already in the pre-diabetes range and approaching diabetes from too many carrots. So the rule on juicing and blending is never juice or blend more than the amount that you would actually eat. You're not going to eat a bag full of carrots, so don't juice that much. There is a such thing as too much alkalinity. A lot of people are juicing in an effort to become more alkaline. Remember, the body's pH balance in blood, in serum, is completely, tightly controlled. It's slightly on the alkaline side at around 7.4 pH. If you're using urine sticks to judge your acidity or alkalinity, that is completely variable. If you get up in the morning and have a green juice or blended juice or smoothie, and you use one of these sticks, you will be more alkaline, and you will be alkaline for a few hours, but then after a few hours, maybe 3 hours, you will find that your body does go back to equilibrium. That's where it likes to be. So, keep in mind that you can't just subsist on juice. We as human beings don't do well on a completely raw foods diet. Raw foods are great, but we need to get our amino acids from some good quality, grass-fed, clean, organic animal protein. The other thing is you don't want to get too much oxalate. If you're, for example, juicing or blending a bag of spinach, you would never eat a whole bag of spinach in your salad, would you? Then that should not be the amount that you juice. Oxalates occur naturally in spinach, chard, grapes, plums, pumpkin, cocoa. And since excess oxalate, and this is from Dr. Hoffman's article, To Juice or Not to Juice, since excess oxalate is implicated with the most common type of kidney stones, it's suggested that stone formers go on a low oxalate diet. So any of you with kidney stones out there, calcium oxalate kidney stones, you should not be proponents of juicing. You want to be careful, or you want to make sure you're getting enough citrate, whether it's magnesium citrate or potassium citrate, to help it not to crystallize and form stones. Keep in mind that about 80% of the oxalate is excreted in the urine. That's excreted in the urine is formed in the body and really not obtained by the diet. And a healthy gut is going to make sure that that oxalate is processed properly and not forming stones. This is important. Another thing, if you're having a kale smoothie every day, that's goitrogenic. If you have hypothyroidism, you want to be sure you're not getting too many goitrogens. Again, you're not eating a whole bag of kale in your salad, are you? Then you shouldn't juice that much. Pulp is beneficial, okay? We want the fiber. And if you're a fan of traditional Chinese medicine like I am, juices are very yin. You want a balance of yin and yang, okay? And too much yin can produce coldness, weakness, even mental lassitude. So, traditional Chinese medicine says you need a balance. Juicing can also be weakening and debilitating and is not right for all conditions or constitutions. There may be something, Dr. Hoffman says, to the stereotype of the emaciated, sallow, spacey, tie-dyed, shirt-clad juice guy at your local health bar. Excessive dependency on juicing to the exclusion of adequate protein and fat can undermine your health. There's sometimes a very fine line between detoxing and devitalization. You don't want to go there. And for those of you who may be prone to eating disorders and rely on juicing, you're not doing yourself any favors, and especially by avoiding the fats and the protein. So really, That's the bottom line on juicing. Again, I prefer you eat your food. It also provides the satiety that you need to know that you're full and that you're done eating. However, if you do want to juice, or if you had to choose between juicing and blending, as Edward is asking, I would go with blending. Want to keep in, this also brings to mind, I'm just remembering another newsletter subscriber. And if you're not already subscribing to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, please do so. It's free and you can unsubscribe at any time. You could sign up at drhoffman.com. And on the upper right hand side, it says newsletter sign up. You go there and put in your email. We don't use your email for any other purpose or send you any spam. Promise. So this brings up a question that we had gotten from a newsletter subscriber saying, I make a big juice or smoothie every day. I blend a lot of produce, which turns into about 14 ounces of this blenderized juice. I take it and I'm just fine, but I give it to my husband and a couple of hours later, he's got diarrhea. And I said, my response was, 14 ounces is a lot. You don't want more than 8 ounces, or really with juicing, you want less than that, maybe 4 to 6 ounces, because I'll bet your standard bowl of salad, if you juiced it, you may not get more than 5 or 6 ounces anyway. And all that influx of fiber, 14 ounces, and all that fiber that your gut is being hit with, okay, as well as all that rapidly absorbed carbohydrate, because all that produce has been pre-digested in the blender, the Vitamix, the juicer, that's also drawing a lot of water to the gut. And that can promote diarrhea or that crampy, bloaty feeling. You know that feeling you get before you know you're going to have a very watery, loose bowel movement or diarrhea? That's what I'm talking about. So, Edward, I want to thank you for your question. Your very thoughtful question. And again, for those who need to be careful with juicing, hypothyroidism, be sure you're not overusing goitrogenic vegetables. These could be the brassica family vegetables. You don't want to be eating them raw, and you're getting them raw in your juice. Now, let me clarify. Of course, you could eat those vegetables raw, but I wouldn't do that on a daily basis. And cooking these vegetables like broccoli, kale, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kohlrabi deactivates their goitrogenicity, if that's a word, or their goitrogenic potential. So that helps. You want cooked food and you want raw food. You want all of the above. Nature's argument for variety in the diet. Those susceptible to kidney stones, be careful. You don't want to get too much oxalate. When you do juice, you want to make sure your produce is organic. If you go to the market and you find that the organic produce is looking sad and tired, for example, the broccoli that you select should not just be deep green, but it should have a deep blue hue. Those are the antioxidants in the broccoli. Broccoli should have a blue hue. If you're finding it bright green, it's already old, getting old. And if you're finding it yellow around the edges, don't even bother. And too often, unfortunately, in my local market, when I look at the organic produce, a lot of it is sad and tired and old. And I think a lot of the reason is a lot of people either can't afford it, don't want to spend the additional money for organic, and therefore it sits, and then it goes. I would not use this old oxidized produce, even though it's organic. But I wouldn't go to the commercial stuff either. Find a local farm stand where they can verify for you that it's organic, or at the very least, they can tell you and verify that they're not using pesticides, herbicides, and all of that. So, be sure not to use too much fruit. I'm talking about very sweet fruits like bananas and grapes. This is going to increase the burden on blood sugar levels. So much of the American population, as many as 80 million people in America now, have prediabetes, and many of them don't even know it. all of your juicing, if it's primarily mostly fruits, is only going to exacerbate that situation. I will always prefer you eat an orange than drink four oranges from a cup. Message clear? I want to thank you, and Edward, thank you for your very thoughtful question. And for those of you who'd like to email me with further questions or topics of interest in nutrition and health, email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. And I thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.